It's My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment with Donna and Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Twin Cities, say hello. Stand up.
The weekend went by real fast.
Oh, you feel that way?
Very, very much so.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Donna, we can't have our cake and eat it too.
Why not?
Well, that's just not how it works. If you eat it, it's gone. If you want it to be there, you can't eat it. Mm. We say that all the weeks go by fast. Every Friday, we're like two chimpanzees who just say, can you believe it's Friday already?
I know.
Every Friday.
You got it.
And so we cannot be surprised when the weekend also goes by fast. I'm sorry that it did.
Thanks, Steve.
It was a jam-packed weekend for me, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, qui. Yes, to the qui. Now, listen, I made a breakthrough. I made a breakthrough! What, I can't break through anymore? I made a breakthrough! Dawn, I think you're going to like this. Doesn't what? MC really like chicken wings?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, here is the key. I smoked some chicken wings, okay? I smoked some chicken wings yesterday.
Okay.
I did poor man's burn ends the day before. I'll tell you about that.
Mm.
But here's how you get crispy, crispy skin on your chicken wings.
Okay.
You dry them off. You get your chicken wings. You dry them off, and then you really dry them good too, annoyingly good. Just a couple times through with the paper towel. Blah blah blah. And then you get baking powder, not baking soda.
Yeah.
Baking powder. And dust them, then toss them, then dust them again. This is a couple of tablespoons of baking powder. And then put them in the refrigerator. If you can, if you time it out far enough in advance, let them hang out in the fridge for 3 hours with the baking powder on the chicken wings.
Weird. Okay.
And what's that? What that is doing, the refrigerator plus the baking powder, is it is sapping up all of the moisture that is in those, in the skin of the chicken wing. Moisture in the skin of the chicken wing starts to sort of steam when you put it, whatever you're cooking it. If you're baking it, if you're grilling it, if you're in my case, smoking it. And so you want all of that moisture out so it doesn't have an opportunity to make the skin a little rubbery, a little chewy. You do that for 3 hours, and I'm telling you, 90 minutes later, after you cook these suckers, you have crispy chicken wings. I felt like it might have been the first recipe that I've truly perfected. It is all in the baking powder.
Was this a dry rub that you were doing, like dry wings?
Yes, this is a dry. That's a great question. This is a dry wing. And so after I did all the baking powder and let it dehydrate for 3 hours, then I just hit it with my favorite rub. It is called the barbecue rub. It's by this guy named Malcolm something.
In the middle.
This is from the TV show. I was going to say Gladwell. I don't think it's Gladwell. Malcolm Reed is his name. Malcolm Reed. And he has this website called How to Barbecue Right. And he makes this wonderful rub called The Barbecue Rub. So I just did it with that, a little bit of dry rub, but no barbecue sauce, no buffalo sauce or anything like that.
Where'd you get the tip?
I got the tip from a couple of recipes. I believe, most notably, you'll appreciate this, fans of the morning show, Jason and Alexis. It's a website called Hey Grill Hey.
Hey Grill Hey.
Oh
and my this, God, that's this, so fun.
This girl who's doing the grilling on Hey Grill Hey has awesome recipes. And in fact, I used two of her recipes this weekend. Also for the poor man's burn ends, which usually comes from a brisket. But if you get a chuck roast and you just smoke it, cube it, put some barbecue sauce on it, maybe a little bit of brown sugar, you're good to go. That was good, but the wings were great.
Okay.
I love smoking, guys. I actually like smoking meats and chicken more than I like eating smoked meats and chicken. I just love the process.
Ooh. I got questions.
I'll take questions, please.
Okay, my question
you in the back.
Is more for manufacturers of chicken wings. Than okay. So those are wings, right? So when you're eating wings, it's like the wing of the chicken.
Yes.
So if you buy a bag of wings,
yes, Queen.
They're probably coming from many multiple chickens.
Correct. Yes.
Wow.
It is because most chickens just have two wings. And so they sell the wings in bigger packs than that.
Okay.
Now, you can get them as
chickens.
A full wing or you can cut it in two. So ours were called party wings. Mm-hmm. So they're just nice and easy. They sell them at Costco by the six pack, and you get six vacuum packed, like sealed individual 15 packs of chicken wings. So I busted those open. Still have more left, and I can't wait to smoke them. It's
can
really
you
exciting.
Question. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mr. Patterson.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you smoke on a grill? Because I know you have a smoker.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great question. So now, in my case, I did a smoke and then a high heat. So I did 30 minutes at about 250. And then I turned it up for the last 45 minutes to 425.
I see.
Now, you could do this on a grill as well, where you could go low and slow. But a lot of people, when they're grilling them, I think like to go around 300 to 350. And then just have an instant read thermometer ready. What you want these little wings to get to for an internal temperature is really about 175. Some folks say 185 is better. And I'll tell you this, friends. I had some that I clocked in because I was timing it to when my sister came over. I had a couple that clocked in at 185. Some, I kid you not, that even went as high as 200. There was not a single complaint of dry chicken wings. Mm. There's something about these little wings that they want you to go past 165, which is the safe temperature for cooking chicken. So they want you to take it up to 175 or 185 so that the any of that little collagen, fatty tissue in there has more of an opportunity to render out, break down, and become juicy. So it's a two-part. But you can do it on a grill, absolutely.
Feels like a lot of work for a little reward.
You know, Donna, thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
A lot of people who are not really into the smoking game, they say, boy, you know, that thing that you just took 8 hours to cook, you can cook it in 8 minutes if you just turn the heat on high on a grill. And that's true. It's kind of like you can do crock pot cooking and set it to 12 hours and have it ready when you come home. Or you can do that same thing in a pot or a pan in 30 minutes. So it's about the process that you're most likely to do. And on a weekend, the pageantry, as one of my neighbors called it, of walking out to the smoker, checking on it, smelling it, walking back in. I just love it. I sat down. I pulled out a folding chair. I left my garage door open. It's just outside of the garage. And
he's
I just
doing
sat
the
there.
Princess wave in the
as people pass. Yeah. And people are walking by. What, are you smoking something? That's right.
He's got a foot ham of snow radio out there.
Right? Yeah. Totally. Oh, my God.
Unexpected.
And hot.
Shish kebab.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Got an email here from Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Aaron says, I was listening to Steve go on and in parentheses and on and on and on about his garage light bulb on the podcast.
Yes.
And then I pulled up Amazon on my phone. Right at the top. LED light bulbs. What? She says, I'm going off the grid now.
I get it. That's crazy. Oh, you know what? We've been talking about this a lot, and I know it's not new, but we're just sort of doing our most recent deep dive into is Instagram and Facebook and Google, are they listening? We play a card game, a very obscure card game that we made up back in Pennsylvania. It's called Hail Caesar, okay? You become the Caesar if you win this game, blah, blah, blah. It's this whole thing. Point is, it's a game that doesn't exist. A couple days later, one of my sister-in-laws opens up her phone. There is an ad for a dressing called Hail Caesar.
No.
And when you win Hail Caesar, well, first of all, anytime you deal it, you say, all right, we're going to play Hail Caesar. And then if you win this game, the whole table has to chant to you, Hail Caesar, while giving you an extra dollar coin that they have.
That is messed up.
What's up with that?
What did she open? When you say she opened her phone, I want people to get specific. Was it was it Facebook? Because
it was Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
It was Facebook or Instagram. Same parent company, right?
I don't know.
Instagram and Twitter are together, right?
Well, no. Facebook and Insta are... Facebook owns Instagram. When I open Instagram on my phone, it says a Facebook company or something like that. Or brought to you by Facebook.
Yeah. Who knew?
Man, going back to smoking things, I mean, you could do it quick, but there's nothing like a smoked brisket. God, it's
thanks
so good.
For saying that, Dawn. That is the holy grail of smoking.
And it takes. Dad used to do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It takes 14 to 16 hours in most cases. I think you could get it down to 12. But
All right, you two get a room.
I gotta do it.
You have some fun facts to share with everybody and things that make you go, huh?
Oh, Donna, you're D right about that. In every single glass of water that you drink, there is at least one molecule of this. science buffs, I think you're going to like it. Mm. We'll dig into that, other dumb things that you'll be happy you learn when we come back on Donna and Steve.
You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Great Facebook question today. If humans came with a warning label, what would yours say? We'll get into that later. I like that. I already have a couple ideas. Okay, so in every glass of water that you drink, there's at least one molecule of water that has been on Earth since dinosaurs existed.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Neato. Mm.
What's the right age to watch Jurassic Park with the kids? I really want to.
Oh, that's really scary.
I know.
Mm.
The dinosaur eats a guy.
Your daughter could probably watch it at this point.
I don't know. Penguin poop emits laughing gas.
Hmm. What?
That's something. You know, it's interesting that animals, for the most part, can't laugh.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. It's too bad. Like, wouldn't dogs really like to let a good laugh out?
Foxes laugh.
Do they?
Oh, that's so cute.
Some of those YouTube videos of, like, rescue foxes and...
Oh, neat.
It's really cute.
But you could tell when a dog is laughing, though. When you see dogs playing together, they make noises.
Yeah, they do. There's that,
like a growling noise.
It's like that, we have a story about it, I think, a couple months ago. It's like a breathing sound. It's like panting, but a little different.
Yeah. There's a lot of debate among animal behaviorists about this, but most agree that, okay, I'm reading this from Google, that no, dogs can't laugh, at least not in the sense that humans can laugh. However, dogs make a sound that is similar to a laugh, which they typically do when they are playing. It's caused by a breathy panting that is forcefully exhaled.
There you go. Things that make you go, huh?
The busiest McDonald's in the world is in Moscow, Russia. It serves at least 850,000 people per year, which is twice as much as the average American McDonald's.
Wow. I don't like the way you say Moscow.
The world is in Moscow, Russia. Moscow? Moscow. Well, shall we get a McRib?
That was French.
Bonjour, shall we get a McRib, little wee? I don't know how to do a Russian accent, and I have a Russian friend. Yeah. Shall we get a large fry for... Nope, that's sounds like again. Lumiere.
Yeah.
Hello, I am... Wait, no, no, no. Hang on. No, that
What's
came out
happening?
Wrong. I am Russian. Russians. Yeah, wait, Sputnik. Jess, do you think these fries reheat well, matey? You produce enough saliva every day to fill a wine bottle.
Wow.
And enough over the course of your lifetime to fill up 53 bathtubs. I sense a prank for the next time you have friends over.
That's so nasty.
Oh, I've not heard of this wine label. Salive? Oh, yeah. They're great.
Salive. The dork.
Shredder. Or Shredde, if you're French. He's the main bad guy in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Was originally going to be called the Greater or Great Man. Because the weapons attached to his arms were designed to look like giant cheese graters.
Oh, that's fun. And useful.
I thought so, too. So we're not pregnant, okay?
Okay.
My wife's tubes are tied. We paid extra during the C-section last time.
That's good.
She said, while you're in there, could you go down the hall?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can do that.
I could do that. Okay.
Yeah. How do women get their tubes tied if they're not doing a C-section? Do you have to get your stomach cut open?
I think they can do it laparoscopically.
Mm. Unbelievable. We're going to give her full credit for it, ladies and gentlemen. That was a nice job, Donna.
Thank you.
Can you really do it laparoscopically?
You could do a full hysterectomy, I think, that way.
I don't think I totally know what a hysterectomy is. I know it has to do with, I think, the uterus.
Yeah, you're going to take that sucker out.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
How can you do that laparoscopically? Isn't the uterus, doesn't it have some mass to it? Or does it dehydrate and gets pulled out?
Don't ask me follow-up questions. Boy.
This is Google your later. Bit.
This is your bit. Now listen.
God, go to the library, as my father would say.
Go to the library.
Look it up.
That's the old school. Google it.
Yep. Oh.
Well, we're not pregnant. I say that as a precursor because my wife is really nesting
now. She's being pregnant-y?
Pregnant-y, yeah. The our pantry got a ton of organizational things over the weekend. We now have, and I'm right outside of the bathroom where she said, do you know this is how the drawers work now? There are these organizing things. You open a drawer and there's a full organizing tray in there. Mm. The top drawer is now for most used items. She used to have a drawer. I had a drawer. The top is now commonly most used items by both of us. And then the drawers in descending order of importance go down. You know what I mean?
I love it. Oh, okay.
And then the pantry now has flour. We don't have flour in a bag of flour anymore. There's a Tupperware container that you can see through that is labeled flour. Another one that brown sugar. Another one sugar. Another one pancake mix.
She's going to town.
She went really after it. And she's got a soup can organizing thing that is all set. I told her, I said, we should probably watch the home edit on Netflix, the show that people watched last year and really loved. All of a sudden. But, you know, I got to tell you, ladies, and thank you for asking. I love organization. I'm just very bad at it. But when she's naturally good at it, when she creates a system, I really quite like it.
Well, look at you two being compatible and all.
I know, right?
All right, congratulations on your new organization system.
But not thank on you. A new baby.
Yeah, no new baby. No baby. Where the tubes are tied.
Okay. Watch when... When Dev gets to be about 5, he's going to start itching for another baby.
Oh, no. We'll get another dog.
Yeah, do that. Do that, Steve. All righty. Hey, when we come back, I've got good news for Dawn McClain.
Oh, good.
It has to do with your beloved Quibi. Oh, it's good news for all of us. Very exciting. That's coming up. Also, we'll talk about the Final Jeopardy with Alex Trebek and more. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Hey, good morning, everybody. All right, gang, here we go.
Okay, so good news for Quibi lovers like Dawn McClain.
What?
Roku announced on Friday that it has acquired their library of content, all of it.
Oh my gosh.
See, we only had to wait 3 months.
Wow, okay.
So once go ahead, Steve.
Question from the back. Not new content, though, correct? Just like the old content that they made, it now has a home to live on in.
Yes.
Okay, this is
so
great.
So the content that has already aired on Quibi, plus they also have the right to stream the unaired programs.
Queen.
So there's more. There's more new stuff.
You know, I'm not super familiar with, so if you have like a Fire Stick, it's similar, like an Amazon Fire Stick. A Roku Stick is the same, or is there a subscription involved?
So Roku has its own thing. It and Fire are separate. That being said, you can download many of the same apps on each of those. It's, I don't know if Roku is going to have it as a Quibi app, or if they will just have it housed within Roku's own ecosystem where you have to have a Roku. It sounds like that might be the case.
So I have a Roku TV.
Roku.
So okay.
So, Steve, I think you do too.
I do too, yeah.
Okay,
yes, I do.
So,
love them.
So it really just means a smart TV, right? But then Roku, the brand, also has programming.
So you actually, you probably have another brand TV. So I have a TCL TV.
Me too. Yes.
You have a TCL TV that that is Roku enabled. So Roku is the system that lives inside of the TV that connects you to the internet. That's the platform. But you could also get a Roku stick, a Fire stick.
But you don't need one if you have a Roku TV, right?
You don't. No. If you have a Roku enabled TV, you don't need to plug anything in. It's just natively in there.
Okay. And then Roku is an app inside the programming also. So if you click on Roku, it opens up programs, content. Have you ever tried to do that?
Yes.
So that's where Quibi's going to live.
Dawn, this free. Is good for you.
And
this
it's
is
free. Good. It's free with ads to all Roku users starting this year. And then what else did I have to tell you? Well, you know, Quibi, great idea on paper. They failed to gain traction when it launched last year. But meanwhile, Roku is experiencing rapid growth amid COVID-19.
I wonder how much they paid for the content. Because
they won't, the terms of the deal have not been disclosed.
Because a lot of celebrities were attached to Quibi, even though everybody made fun of it. Katzenberg really spent a lot of money
on the content and the
on
star
paying
power.
Stars. I mean, sure. He had a lot of money invested in that.
Well, I can tell you that Roku shares jumped more than 5% before, right after the announcement on Friday.
Wow.
So before noon, even. So they're doing well. Okay, there's your good news. I did watch the Alex Trebek final episode of Jeopardy.
How was it?
You know, it was, you know, business as usual. And then at the end, they put together a tribute video, which I feel was very sweet. But I feel like they could have made it longer. I just feel like maybe there was more to say in the video, but they put it to the song.
Was it clips of him or was it staffers talking about him?
No, it was just clips of him to the song Once Before I Go by Peter Allen. So the song was playing and then it's just they were just showing him being super fun. Like, really, really fun. Like, dressed as a Statue of Liberty. No. He was dressed like a clown. At one point, he was dressed as one of the members of KISS.
Wow.
And then at the end of the show, they put in a clip where he, you know, signs off.
Right.
And then they show him walking away. It was just, sad. I got choked up. I mean.
You know, if you felt like that was a little shorter, a little lacking, maybe in some ways. It's just music and you're not getting to see as much. I would want more of a behind the scenes vibe there. I remember I watched a portion, maybe all of this. It's 18 minutes long. It's on YouTube and it's just called A Day with Alex Trebek Behind the Scenes of Jeopardy.
They should have just aired that.
Yeah. So this was put together by Business Insider, but you see him in his office, getting the answer sheets or the clues, the questions, whatever you want to call them.
That's what I was expecting.
You see him at a meeting, sitting down to the morning meeting with everybody, eating a donut, hair disheveled, and he's just like, all right, what do we have for today? So if you're a fan of Jeopardy and you feel like you want a little more Donna, you might like this. It's called A Day with Alex Trebek, Behind the Scenes of Jeopardy.
Okay.
On YouTube.
Maybe I'll link that up for everybody.
Here, I'll send it over to you.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
You got it.
You're what a wonderful thing.
I really like doing this show.
You're such a weirdo. Dawn, were you a Sex and the City fan?
Not necessarily, but I think I'm going to go back. I watched episodes here and there, but I wasn't like I'm not like so ingrained in the culture of Sex and the City that I eat and breathe it.
Right.
But I am excited that it is coming back. Great news for fans of the show. It's coming to HBO Max. Sarah Jessica Parker, she put out a tweet that was, it was like B-roll of New York City, obviously produced by the show. And then it was, you know, her typewriter typing. And it said, and just like that, which is famous from her, you know, from her column that she wrote. And so that's going to be the name of the show. And just like that.
Oh, so, okay. So this isn't like all the episodes are coming back. This is new.
This is a new content with Carrie, Miranda and Charlotte.
Oh,
it's them in their 50s.
Oh.
Yes. So, you know.
Whoa. Well, that's fun.
I really like this idea.
10 episodes, half hour long. It's scheduled to begin production in New York late spring. So I think we're going to see it in the fall.
I am so excited.
Me too. I think I'm going to go back and binge the six seasons because, you know, why not? What else?
Weren't the old episodes an hour long?
I think so.
So yeah. I like that these are a little bit
I do too.
Shorter. Yeah, I couldn't help but wonder, where are they now?
Yeah, that's what everybody wants.
Oh my
to
God.
That's exciting.
Well, and Cynthia Nixon, didn't she run for office?
Yeah. In New York, I believe, or
yes,
Delaware?
Yes, that sounds right. Yep.
And so Cynthia Nixon's going to be back, Kristen Davis, Sarah Jessica Parker, but no to Kim Cattrall. Right?
Yeah, she won't ever be back.
Nobody likes her.
Hey, Donna.
You know, we talked about this morning, like, you know, Sharon Stone, somebody asked her if she would be interested, and she said yes, just like in interviews.
I remember that.
She's like, I would do it, sure, and I think she'd be perfect.
She is a little older, though.
She is, but I don't think you can tell.
That's true.
And then there's the possibility, you know, Samantha had breast cancer on the show at one point, her character, and I think that, you know, if you wanted to, I think, do a service to, you know, women with breast cancer, it would make the story bigger than just, you know, and have her pass away from breast cancer. It would make it bigger than Kim Cattrall as a person, because mm-hmm. I think that her personality is sort of taken over and all the negativity with it.
Yeah.
You could actually
do something.
Show a real life, you know, women, we deal with losing friends and sisters and mothers to breast cancer.
Right.
And so that would be a real life thing that I think they could, you know, wrap up the storyline, but also do something good by,
The majority of this show I was deaf to until the final two seasons, maybe. The girls who lived upstairs from us in college in the apartment above us knew that we had HBO. So on Sunday nights, they would invade, and it was like, okay, we're watching. And so we were like, all right, well, if we're going to watch it, just fill us in. What's happening here?
Well, and it's
great.
I think I watched it, like I watched two seasons, and then I forgot to watch another season, and then I would just kind of pop in and out.
Yeah,
because you could kind of do that. I didn't watch that last season though,
and I don't know what happened with Big either.
Me either.
So maybe I'll just go back and, you know, to get ready for this season.
Wow, Kristen Davis. It'll be nice to see her.
Yes, Queen.
Yes,
Queen. Is Mr. Big going to be in this?
I don't know.
That is a good question. He ended up being on The Good Wife.
Oh, he's so good on The Good Wife.
So good.
Oh, one of my favorite shows ever now.
Yeah, I didn't finish the last season. The only season I didn't see.
Donna, you should see it.
I know. I'm usually a good finisher. I don't know. Stop it.
Dodd.
I'm sorry.
Clean it up.
Take a walk.
Almost.
Yeah, you got 15 minutes. You got it. All right, you guys, if you see something, we want you to say something. I saw that Armie Hammer is trending right now on Twitter for all the wrong reasons. Huh? You're not even going to believe this story. Ooh. I'll just give you a keyword, cannibal.
Okay.
Keyword cannibal.
Keyword cannibal.
Hopefully you'll come back.
Yeah. Okay, we'll tell you about this story coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Let's do this.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
This is a bizarre story.
I don't like the tease at all. The keyword cannibal or cannibalism. Ugh.
Okay, so Armie Hammer, actor, probably best known for playing the twins in The Social Network, remember?
Yes, of course.
The Winklevoss twins?
Yes, Queen.
Yes. Well, I don't know if these are real or fake, but somebody's been taking screenshots of what appears to be coming from Armie Hammer's official Twitter page. There are screenshots of text messages, and they're supposed to be personal, but people have shared screen grabs of their own chats with him. And one of them says, I am 100% a cannibal. Then he says something after that.
Okay.
Then he says, there's just like kinky stuff. Back in 2017, I believe there were a bunch of tweets about bondage. And... BDSM.
Okay.
Then he tweeted something after a physiotherapy session that said, when you hurt your body, sometimes the best medicine is to just have another human being rub their human body against your human body. What?
Where Look, I don't hate on that. I mean, like, there's, you know, it's a connection.
Okay. I know, but do we have to tweet that?
No, we don't. No, we don't. We like, definitely
what
don't.
What is going on? So, a lot of people think these are fake. But still, you know, it can hurt his reputation.
Can I ask, did I miss the cannibalism part?
Yeah, he like said, to, I am 100% a cannibal in a text message to someone.
Okay.
He also said, I need to drink your blood.
All right. I don't like that one.
No.
I want
to
eat.
He said, I'm going to be so naughty and kinky. Mm-hmm.
I don't like anyone describing anything that they do as naughty. Like, I don't want to go to my wife right now and say, I'm going to be naughty.
Ew!
See, that's my point.
Oh, I mean, if you just don't talk about it with us, I'm fine.
Yeah, same.
Just keep it amongst yourselves. Fine. And are you going to do, remember you were talking about nibbling on her ear for some reason?
Oh, yeah, because me got hungry.
Yeah, you're a cannibal.
I am a cannibal. Maybe me am cannibal.
All right, so I just had to share that and get it out of my head, Steve.
No.
Okay.
Noni.
Those were subtle mouth sounds that I think most people would agree enhance the story.
Sure.
No. Nobody would ever say that. Ever. Oh, God. All right. Dawn has a feel-good story.
I do. Oh, my gosh. So this guy has gone viral. You know, amidst all the terrible stuff that happened with the Capitol last week, you know, we did have an interpreter who has gone viral. He is the interpreter for the mayor of D.C., and his name is Billy Sanders.
So the sign language interpreter.
Yes, yes. And so people thought he was really hot. And so they started retweeting him. Halle Berry retweeted people freaking out, making TikToks about him. And he says he's tickled by all the attention he's getting from Halle Berry and a bunch of popular TikTokers. And he hopes the spotlight shining on him encourages more minorities to pursue careers in American Sign Language.
Yes.
He's also getting tons of job requests, double his normal workload. I just want you, if you want to see him interpreting at a rap concert,
I'm watching it right now. He's adorable.
It is so good. He is so into the music. There's also in that TMZ story I put on the grid there, you guys, he is interpreting for a Kirk Franklin concert. Kirk Franklin at the Kennedy Center. And he just lays down on the stage and stops and just watches him as his backup singers sing. And just like, because everyone is in awe at how passionate he is, you can go to my Twitter, Dawn at Dark, and see him.
I think it's really cool that the artist kind of let him do that, because a lot of ego would come into play there. Like, excuse me, dude, this is my concert.
I mean, right. It just makes me feel so warm inside thinking that, you know, he is so into the music and he is letting deaf people experience the music, you know, in a different way.
That's
man, that is fantastic.
Because you do kind of now get a feel for what they're missing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
By not being able to hear.
Oh,
like, he's
so
bringing
good.
It to life in a way that I've never seen before.
No kidding. Yeah, he's getting it.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He is getting after it.
It's so
Center.
Fun, isn't it?
That is
I have
great.
A friend who's a sign language interpreter.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, now, she's very good.
Did they have, I have a question, did they have maybe a sibling or something that was deaf?
And no.
Or they just decided to mm-hmm. go into it?
Yep.
Okay. Wow, cool.
And it's funny because, not ha-ha funny, but interesting funny, when she talks, she's also signing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's second nature. You almost can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
You can't talk without, right, exactly.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
oh,
it's just such an
neat.
Interesting field.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm speaking with like 90% assurance on this, but.
Okay.
So Governor Walz's go-to mm-hmm.
interpreter.
Yep. She's cool, too.
She is awesome. Super expressive. Poor Governor Walz. There were times that we'd be watching it in the Twin Cities live office. No one is listening to any of the restrictions he's talking about. We're all just watching her because what she does is she really emotes with her face.
Yes.
She'll give stank face a whole lot of just like feeling. You would think she's interpreting at a concert, but she's not. It's Governor Walz, but she is making what Governor Walz is saying look so exciting. In how she signs it. The interesting thing is she is deaf. And she is, there is someone in the front row of these press conferences, as I understand it. Again, this is like with 90% assurance. Someone in the front row there that is signing to her.
What?
And then she is signing.
You are kidding me.
I really believe I'm right here.
Wow, what a talent.
We heard that and thought, well, what a plot twist that is.
Well, what I really like about it is that it employs two people.
Sure.
Right? To do, you know, and also a deaf person. How unique. So she's not listening to what the governor is saying.
Her name is Nick Zapko. And she says her face and hands explain Governor Walz's words to the deaf. But it's really, really wild.
That's remarkable. Wow.
So
cool.
She's taking everyone by storm there. She's from Bloomington, by the way.
What? My girl.
Yes.
Shout out. I wish I could sign.
Yeah.
I don't know how to sign anything. I love you.
Yeah. You
can do that. Is that like the horns? Kind of.
Not the okay, yeah, kind of. That
I know
sounds
the alphabet,
evil.
So I can do some words. Yeah,
that is impressive, you guys.
Oh yeah. Well, I think that they taught us in school.
I never learned sign language in school. Mm. That would be a good thing for people to learn. Thank you. Steve thinks they should take money classes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Before you graduate,
I like sign language. Yeah. I wish that was an option for a language.
Mm.
You know, when you pick a language,
that would be
really
incredible.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys, I gotta tell you, listener rewards this month.
They're lit.
Pretty good. Smartwatch up for grabs.
Love that.
Dinners from HelloFresh.
Love that.
Gift cards to Athleta, Crisp and Green. We've got a My Talk yoga bag up for grabs.
Yoga bag.
You can
register for all of these rewards, and then you just listen and then enter to win. You can see everything that we've got up for grabs, the whole list in our Listen Rewards. That's on our app, which you should download today if you haven't downloaded it already. And it's also at mytalk1071.com.
There you go. Thanks, Dawn.
Oh, no problem.
Dawn, we love you.
I forgot.
Yeah, get out of here.
Let Grant in. He's probably knocking at the door now. Yeah. Let him in.
Yes, probably. Okay,
let him in.
When we come back, we'll have some music news, sort of. Nicki Minaj versus Tracy Chapman.
Whoa.
I'll tell you who won. Got that on the way. Got a little Harry Styles news that's not looking so good.
I don't like this Harry Styles news at all.
I know.
Especially because I'm now watching Ted Lasso with Jason Sudeikis. I'll tell you about that at 11.
Okay.
I like it.
All right. We'll be right back on My Talk 107.1.